A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned and brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor robed, robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old, from everlasting you are, O Lord. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. The Lord is King, he is robed in majesty. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we can testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we hear again today what we heard on Sunday with the first reading about how they would take everything, sell everything they had, give it to the apostles so that they could take care of everybody in need. And again, as I said then, I reflect on my own life, would I follow Jesus today if he says, "Listen, I want you to give up everything you possess, give it to the poor, and then you come follow me," which he did. He said that more than once. And so again, like someone came to me the other, "Well, what does that mean exactly, Father?" And I says, "Well, today we focus on, we give 10% of our income to the poor." And he goes, "Isn't that Old Testament?" It is Old Testament that we give the top 10% to God, huh? Or we could follow the New Testament where we give everything, so you can decide. But the reality is do we give to God what is God's first? Or do we give him what I have left over? Again, what I have left over has nothing to do with following Jesus. Again, I used to have on my mirror, it says, "Sometimes I think I have fully surrendered, and then he asks me for something I'm not willing to give up." And so again, we have to ask the Lord, "Lord, give me a generous heart. Lord, help me to love you above all things. Lord, let me to put you first above everything, even my money. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen." Let's stand and